Avril with Casey Lunch on Casey 107.7. Your sound of the Winelands, Casey 107.7.
Casey 107.7, the sound that sets you free precisely. That's 2:30. And as I said, we have a guest today is Ms. Zama Sihlobo. And she will be sharing a story in the motor industry. As we know, it was or is a male dominant business. And now you see women also on the floor. And it's for most of the guys. What's so different? So does he know anything about vehicles or whatever? Maybe I can ask her a question that will embarrass her. With me, as I said, she will tell us and share with us her experience within a male-dominant business. Now, hello, ma'am, and welcome on Casey. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Always nice to have you with us. And woman in the motor industry, what motivated you to pursue a career or be involved in purchasing cars or just selling cars?
So for me, it's a bit different. This was not something that I thought I could do as a female, because it is quite a male dominated area still. But it's mostly for career growth. You know, I needed to grow as a person. I've been in sales like most my life. So I felt like, no, this is something I can do actually. And yeah, for mostly career growth.
Why motors? Cars?
Oh, it's a long story. I come from a background of my dad. My dad loves cars. So we grew up with a lot of different vehicles. I won't mention the brands because they won't pay me. But yeah, I grew up around a lot of cars and passions for cars. So I thought, I can do this actually.
How long have you been in this business, the motor cars business?
I won't put an exact time frame, but I would say less than a year.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, have you noticed a shift in the industry's attitude towards women in leadership? And when it comes there, because you're in charge, yes, of your own small business in that big business, because yes, you do what you want and you want to sell a car or two?
Yes, definitely. There is a shift. We as women, we are being embraced now, I feel. We're being, you know, welcomed in the space. It's not like first. So, yes, you will get a bit of challenges along the way. But we are being embraced. We are being welcomed. And also, if you check the stats, women are leading in the sales. Okay, so we know exactly what we're doing.
Okay. And when you first enter your job into this industry,
yes,
was there any guys that said, "What sukti fro is? What's he doing here? Does he know anything about the cars?"
Yes, I still get that a lot. But they give me a chance. They really do give me a chance. And, you know, mostly people, when they come to buy cars, they already know what they want. So it's not that difficult. You just need to know the ins and outs. You need to know what the fuel consumption of the vehicle is. You need to know the speed it could go to. You need to know the features. You need to know what comes standard, what comes optional. You need to sell them something that they didn't know they needed. Something like that. So it's mostly people, they know what they want.
Well, what is the most frequent question that or questions that you have when people come to you?
it's an awkward question, but people still think that we charge for colors. So they're like, "Are you going to charge me if I buy red? Or do you charge if I get blue?" So that's mostly the frequently. And also in terms of money, like they would ask, "Do you have a special?" So those are just the underlining questions that they ask.
What do you bring? What qualities do you bring to the business? I mean, where you work, before you went on air,
yes,
you said there's also ladies that's there involved there, but with you when it comes to that,
Yes. So what I bring mostly, it's relatability. So I'm quite relatable, and I feel like when people step into our dealership, it's quite refreshing to see the dynamics of different cultures and different people that work there. So I mostly just bring relatability. If, for example, there's a young mom looking for a vehicle, I'm able to bring out that maybe emotional side of her. I'm not saying the guys can't, but with me, that's how I approach a client. So I would ask, like, maybe how many kids do they want, or do they have, or planning to have, or do they need more space? You know, as ladies, we carry a lot of bags, shoes, jackets. So that's, I want to be relatable so that she can be like, yeah, man, she asked me the important questions, things that I would need my everyday life, mm-hmm. you know. So that's mostly what I, tactics that I use.
Now, I agree with you because you can relate, because you're a woman, you can relate to the woman, what she needs and what she, I mean, you can ask the relevant questions also yes. to the woman that's in front of you. And looking ahead, right, what advice would you give to a young woman or woman who wants to get involved in the motor business?
Okay, for me, I would say, firstly, you need to research. You have to research. Research if is this what you really, really, really want to do, because it is a bit challenging, especially mentally. You can get drained, more especially when you get no's a lot. You do get a lot of no's, by the way. It's not easy. You really, really need to research. Find your people also, and your place. You need to locate yourself where you know you're going to thrive, and you know that you will be connected and easily approachable. So that will be the first thing, to research. Second thing, you need to put yourself out there, network, you know, go to places, create contracts, do events, host events, even if it's just a small brunch thing. Be a people's person. You can't be in this industry and you just all sour and you don't want to speak. Be out there, be talkative like me, just talk a lot.
and I think I assume that there's a target for you guys to meet.
Ooh.
And sometimes it's difficult. Doesn't sure. that put stress on the people, and specifically the woman that doesn't have that perseverance
yes.
by saying, man, it's too much, I'm going to give up.
Yes. When it comes to targets, it's a difficult, it's very, very difficult task, but it's achievable. What's most importantly, it's achievable, it's doable. You, as I mentioned, you need to get out there. You need to sell the cars. You need to sell yourself as well as a salesperson. So you do get that. You become drained a bit, you become stressed a lot. There's ways of dealing with that also after hours, if you know what I mean. Just to de-stress. Remember, you're also a human being. You don't have to overwork. You don't have to, you know, run around like a headless chicken, but you in a proper way, you know, so that you're able to focus still. Take a break, you know. Take a walk if you drink water mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what I could say.
Anything else that you want to add, ma'am?
Yes, actually, quite a lot of few things. It's just I just appreciate the support really that I've been getting, especially here in Paarl, as a, you know, young woman. And yeah, I'm really, really, really grateful. And buy cars, guys. They're not expensive. Okay? They're not expensive. They've quite changed a lot. We have a lot of new technology in our vehicles. But just, yeah, buy a car if you need it.
Ma'am, thanks again. We want to thank you for your valuable time and info, also inspiring words for the women specifically. Focus on them, because they always say, ons gaan nie daar in nie. We don't go there, because only the guys that do that. Thanks for the example that you set, and also the inspirational words that you gave us specifically. As I said, the woman say, listen, I can pursue a career in
yes.
that. It's not only for the men. Thanks again, and all of the best. I hope to see you soon at your workplace.
Thank you so much. I wish to see you soon, actually. Trade in your car.
Okay. Luckily, she hasn't seen my car. So if she sees it, say, gooi dat ding weg, man.
Errol with Casey Lange on Casey 107.7.